insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Inna sha'nu nazzil 'alayhim minas samaa'i ayatan fadhallat a'naquhum laha khadi'in.
If we willed, we could send down to them from the sky a sign for which their necks would remain humbled.
Brothers and sisters, in this episode we will continue discussing the different verses of chapter Shu'ara. The fourth verse states, إِنَّ شَأْنُ نَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ آيَةٍ فَظَلَّتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لَهَا خَاضِعِينَ. If we please, we should send down upon them a sign from heaven to which they would bend their necks in humility. وَمَا يَأْتِهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ مُحْدَثٍ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهُ مُعْرِضِينَ. And never comes there to them a new reminder from the Beneficent Allah, but they turn away from it. فَقَدْ كَذَّبُوا فَسَيَأْتِيهِمْ أَنْبَاءُ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. So they have indeed rejected, therefore the news of that which they used to mock shall soon come to them. In these three verses, the fourth, fifth, and sixth verses, three attributes of the pagans are mentioned. The first, their aversion and hatred. Second, their denial of the truth. And third, derision and mockery. So, it happens that man gradually, step by step, falls in pitfall. First, he ignores, he dislikes the truth. Then he starts denying it. And finally, he scoffs at it. The worst attribute and mood of man is to ridicule the truth. And there can be worse than that. So at first, in order to prove that Allah is omnipotent, and even he can force all people to believe in him through the first verse, he says, إِنَّ شَأْنُ نَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ آيَةٍ. If we please, we should send down upon them a sign from the heaven, فَضَلَّتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لَهَا خَاضِعِينَ, to which they would bend their necks in humility. This verse is referring to this matter, that Allah can present them with a surprising miracle or impose a severe punishment on them so that they involuntarily bow down before Him and yield it. But this compulsory faith is worthless. What is important is that they yield to truth willingly, thoughtfully, and intentionally, and out of their conscious minds. Allah's way of treatment and law is to provide people with choice. Allah provides people with options and opportunities of respite. Faith must be voluntary, and it has to be optional. You cannot compulsorily believe in something. That is why in the fifth verse it says, وَمَا يَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ ذِكْرٍ مِنَ الرَّحْمَنِ مُحْدَثْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهُ مُعْرِضِينَ The news of that which they used to mock shall soon come to them. It does not say that they will be punished because of their denial and aversion. No, they are provided with choice, options, and opportunities, and it is the next world that they will be facing the consequences of their choices.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
So at the end of the fourth verse, we read, فَظَلَّتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لَهَا خَاضِعِينَ If we please, we should send down upon them a sign from the heavens, فَظَلَّتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لَهَا خَاضِعِينَ To which they would bend their necks in humility. It is clear that the purpose of this part of the verse is that the owner of necks would bow down before it. But because the neck, which is raqaba and unuq in Arabic, is the most important limb of man's body, is mentioned ironically as man himself. I assume there is one point remaining regarding this fourth verse of the chapter. You may remember in the previous episode, the third verse was this, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَنْ لَا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ You are about probably to kill yourself with sorrow and grief because they did not believe. And right next to that verse, إِنَّ شَأْنُ نَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ آيَةً If we were to send down to them a sign from the heavens, we could... فَظَلَّتْ أَعْنَاقُهُمْ لَهَا خَاضِعِينَ They would certainly bend their necks in humility. Believing in the attributes of the Almighty Allah, believing in the fact that Almighty Allah is the absolute cause, He can do whatever He wills, is the best kind of thing a true servant and mu'min, a true muwahid and monotheist, can rely on whenever he faces difficulties. If you want to relieve your soul of the difficulties, of the challenges it is facing in the life, specifically when something, the burden of which is really heavy is on your shoulder and you need to fulfill your responsibility, this is what you need to believe in and rely on if you want to soothe yourself. Believing in the power of the omnipotent Almighty Allah. لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعَ إِن نَشَأْ نُنَزِّلْ عَلَيْهِمْ We could, but we don't want to. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry, and when faith